Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
That Giants thing, maybe it's just the Giants, I don't know, but are we at a point where maybe teams have had it with the concussion stuff, the independent neurologist or whatever it is? One thing I see the Bills do, and I would guess that it's because of this, and I think they wouldn't be the only team. Notice how when, you know, starting with Josh Allen, when anybody goes down, somebody's right there to pick them up. They don't stand there. They don't reach out their hand. They pick them up. Why?
The longer that you sit there on the field, the more likely it is that you may display some sign that will tip off the independent concussion spotter.
Right. They're not really, and you know, this is players. Like, they're not really there for player safety. He's the most important guy on the team. Get up. We're going to pick you up. And if you can't stand up, well, then we have a problem.
Then we're done in.
But yeah, we're not going to give anybody any chance to detect. And this is not just Allen. I mean, you see this all over the field with the Bills. And maybe this is like a lot of teams. But I think they have a thing where somebody's down, get them off the field. Get them up off the field. So to lessen the chance that they'll be pulled by somebody who doesn't work here. With us now on the Wester Hotline is Theo Greminger. Always great to have Theo on, fantasy expert. Theo, what kind of year are you having?
I'm having a pretty decent year. In FFPC, doing better than in NFFC, and in Dynasty, doing pretty well. So it's
good.
It's kind of a mixed bag this year, Mike, but I'm pretty optimistic about a couple of teams I have.
This year was, well, last year was, we needed to draft old running backs, even though they were on new teams, and we hate ourselves for doing it. And those guys pretty much all hit. This year, we don't have it. It's not because of injuries, Theo, mostly, but it's because of a lack of, you know, efficiency. Saquon Barkley, most notably. McCaffrey gets the ball so much, he's immune to this kind of thing, maybe. But Barkley, Derrick Henry, some of these guys that got some of us beat last year aren't exactly paying off for the teams that drafted them this time around.
Yeah, and a bunch of risers also combined there, Mike, where there was a number of people that we were sort of like pretty happy to take around the 1-2 turn that have been disastrous picks, like Brian Thomas Jr., Nico Collins has been a poor pick. Brock Bowers has been like non-existent in terms of being there and also giving us high-end scoring numbers. So yeah, it's been a very weird year. Recently, the 1-2 turn has been a huge, huge help to fantasy drafters. This year, you could have gotten yourself in a lot of trouble there, except in some of those early drafts when CMC fell there, and certainly Puka Nacua looking like a nice early pick But yeah, some weird returns. It's still the year of the running back, though. I mean, the high end running back. You mentioned Christian McCaffrey. Bijan Robinson is on pace for a special season. Jonathan Taylor might be the steal of drafts right now, where he was going at the 2-3 turn right around pick, 22, 23, 24. So there's a couple of Jonathan Taylor, Ja'Marr Chase combination teams that are very, very dangerous in some of these high-stakes formats like FFPC. And then, of course, Jahmyr Gibbs, who is averaging 20 points per game, and it's not even being talked about because of the other guys towards the top.
I wouldn't be able to speak to how much, if at all, what I'm about to mention impacted Barkley's draft status, because I, Theo, only have the one team, and we drafted on September 2nd, so I wasn't paying that close attention all summer. But I know I saw reference through the summer about some thresholds that Barkley eclipsed last year, touch-wise, yards-wise, that there was a reasonable amount of skepticism about a regression for him this year, that it was coming, because he was so active last year that it almost had to come back. I don't know to this degree, but I don't know if you guys saw any of that over the summer and how much, if at all, it impacted his status. But there was some noise out there that, like, look out for Barkley.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to go, like, again, when guys hit this threshold number of touches, where you're talking about like north of 400 touches, including the playoffs, including the Super Bowl, it's not a super long list. But the most recent players to hit that number really regressed the following season. Guys like Larry Johnson in Kansas City, I believe it was Arian Foster in Houston. Those were, I believe, the two most recent ones to do so. Mike, if I'm forgetting somebody, let me know. And then what's funny about their seasons is right after they had this super high touch total, they regressed the following season, and then they bounced back in a major way the season after that. So it's going to be like a cycle here where Saquon Barkley is going to be looked at as this big, big disappointment by drafters this year, barring a late season like resurgence where he just rips off a bunch of spike weeks. And then next year he probably falls into a palpable range. So it's just interesting. I think when you just put this much wear and tear on a player, even a player that's a next level athlete like Saquon, even with a good offensive line in a seemingly good situation, guys just have a tendency to regress. Then you factor in Kevin Petullo is no Kellen Moore. Philadelphia loses both coordinators in the same season. That's sort of been a death sentence for a lot of teams over the years as well. So, Saquon really not providing those high-end numbers, especially considering you had to use a top-five pick to take him, and considering that he was going ahead of Christian McCaffrey, ahead of Jahmyr Gibbs by a lot of drafters. Towards the end of the summer, you started to see Bijan Robinson going ahead of him. Occasionally, Gibbs would go ahead of him. So people were cognizant of the volume he took on, but I think more and more people would look at him as sort of a, I kind of have to take him here at the 106. I kind of have to take him at the 107 because of the value he presents. And it's been sort of anything but that.
Yeah, right. It's a good breakdown. I'm looking at my underdog exposures as we're talking here. 2.7% on Barkley, which is very low. And it's only because once in a while, I mean, I'm either just like, all right, I got to have some Barkley, or I'm just drunk and maybe I've passed out and he's top of the queue. I don't know. But, yeah. You know, he's a guy you have to play. And maybe.
Sounds like quality process there, Mike.
Oh, baby. So proud. And maybe this week is all right, though, Theo. I mean, no A.J. Brown, we just found out, for Philadelphia. It's the Giants again who beat the Eagles not even 2 weeks ago. This kind of feels to me a little bit like, if not now, when with Barkley?
Yeah, it feels like a Saquon week. I was actually looking at him from a DFS perspective, where it's a revenge game for Philly. The Giants not only beat them, but it was really a complete beatdown, where they were very much in control for that entire fourth quarter. Saquon, against his former team, only had 8.7 points scored, 58 rushing yards, only two catches. And then last week in week 7, Philadelphia was passing it all over the field. Jalen Hurts had a huge game. Devonta Smith had a really, really big game. A.J. Brown had a big game. And then Saquon was invisible once again. So we're not really used to this. Saquon's played 7 games this year, and 3 of them he scored fewer than 10 PPR points. Whereas last year, not only was he scoring at an extremely high rate, but he was also very, very consistently scoring. So, yeah, it feels like a bounce back. And, Mike, they're heading into that week 9 bye. So a ton of pressure on Philly to get a win, to get the kind of revenge game. I don't think they've lost to the Giants at home in Philly since something like 2013 either. It's been a really, really long stretch for them holding, like, you know, a ridiculous win streak. It was a really long win streak in general against the Giants, even on the road. But the home advantage in Philly has been massive, and you have to think that with A.J. Brown out, the touches are going to be super consolidated between Saquon, Devonta Smith, and then an uptick for Dallas Goedert.
With Theo Greminger, Fantasy Points, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, we'll get to the Bills next. But before we do that, Ashton Jeanty is another name from that 1-2 turn range where you're not getting paid off if you drafted him yet. Can you see that turning around? Are the Raiders so bad, Theo, that there's really maybe no hope for this year for their number one running back? Or are they not that bad?
I think that there's going to be some opportunities based on the schedule for Ashton Jeanty to have some decent games, but I do think they're that bad. Geno Smith has been terrible. They had an exceptionally low play volume against Kansas City in Week 7 where they're just not even running enough plays. We have seen some strong performances from Jeanty. We saw in Week 4 that huge one against Chicago is sort of a generous opposing defense to running backs this year. The Indianapolis game, he was good, caught 5 passes in that one from a fantasy lens. But, yeah, we haven't really seen it from Jeanty like we were expecting. I think we were sort of expecting the Quinshon Judkins experience from Ashton Jeanty, and maybe more so. It's been very, very disappointing, especially considering Bowers has been out multiple weeks, and you would think that Jeanty would just be this offensive focal point. I don't know. Vegas looks sort of broken to me. Big game coming up at home against Jacksonville in Week 9. Then they go to Denver in Week 10. Dallas in Week 11 at home in Vegas seems like it would be a Jeanty game. But, yeah, I sort of view Jeanty as a safe pick, where a lot of times we draft these rookie running backs in redraft season in August and July, and we say this is the upside player for us. And guys like Omarion Hampton, we were sort of looking at like an upside pick. Jeanty was like, this guy's going to get so many touches. He could lead all running backs in touches, period, and therefore he's going to average 17, 18 points per game. Jeanty, the returns have just not been good, and Vegas, the offense, is just sputtering right now. So I'm not sure. I think that there's a chance that he settles in and becomes like a 15-point-per-game player the rest of the way, but you're certainly not going to get that sort of return based on where you took him in somewhere in that top 15 overall picks.
Mike mentions the Bills here, Theo. I mean, we've spent a lot of time in the almost 2 weeks now since the Monday night game talking about James Cook's usage overall and James Cook as a pass receiver. And I don't know, I'm not here to try to give you a hot tip, but it feels to me like James Cook is going to catch some passes this week in this game just because they haven't found their way to anything else in the pass game. And there's just been a lot of noise about it, and I'll bet that they react to it.
Yeah, I love the take. It feels like it's going to be a big Cook game. Cook looked like the league winner for the first 4 weeks of the season. I don't need to tell you guys that. But from a fantasy perspective, he was absolutely dominating, had 20 points or more every week for 4 straight weeks. And then New England and Atlanta games, I know you guys are not used to this, but a losing streak for the Buffalo Bills and also back-to-back games where they're not scoring points. Really sort of shocking development. They're huge favorites over Carolina. I know that Josh Palmer's out. I don't know what the latest – I think Kincaid, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, he's going to be sort of a game-time decision.
Questionable is what his game status is, yeah.
Questionable for Kincaid. So I think it's a James Cook week. I also think it's a Khalil Shakir week, who's been pretty consistent for them. I think they're going to give him opportunities to get it going. With his yards after the catch, his yak ability is very high level. And I think it's a big Josh Allen week. Carolina has been playing well, but it feels like it's about to get difficult for Carolina in this situation, being a big home underdog against Buffalo coming off of back-to-back losses. I wouldn't be surprised if Buffalo wins this by double digits. I agree with you. I'd like to see James Cook getting an opportunity to get the ball out in space, take some pressure off of Josh Allen, and it sort of makes this offense more dynamic. I think that we could look at maybe just having James Cook be more hyper-utilized. They always seem to work in a second back. I don't think it's necessary. I think Cook can take on way more snaps and hopefully a little self-scouting post-bye week, and he does catch more passes.
What an interesting and maybe complicated year it's been at quarterback. You mentioned Dalton playing for Carolina here. I mean, look at the blasts from the past who are having to consider if we have an injury or the bye weeks at quarterback. Tyrod Taylor might be going in. We don't know that for sure yet with the Jets. We've had the Joe Flacco ride already this year. Carson Wentz. I mean, these are guys from a decade ago. Perhaps even this week, Bulldog, your buddy, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, dear. Yeah, right.
Maybe.
There's some question about Penix. Yeah.
Maybe. Like, what a time to be alive, Theo, at this position. What was the best quarterback strategy or pick you could have made? Is it Prescott? I mean, Justin Fields felt good for a while, drafting him a lot, but, you know, now I'm sort of
that lasted one week
sad.
Of the season, basically.
I think it's going to come down to Drake May, and I think Prescott's okay. A great call, Mike, but Drake May, he's QB3 overall on the season, and it feels like we haven't seen them being that challenged where he's in trailing environments or he's in just really challenging high-scoring environments.
Right.
The Tennessee game, they were complete control of. New Orleans were not tested. The game in Buffalo where they beat you guys, that was sort of an ugly week for fantasy in general. He had his lowest scoring game of the season. Drake May's just sort of been, methodically scoring. He's had one game, which is his most recent one against Tennessee, with more than 50 rushing yards. And then he hasn't passed for 300 yards in a game. It feels like those weeks are coming. And the schedule is going to looking like some weeks that could be big hang a number on opponents. And then he's got a couple of games like the Cincinnati game away where they might turn into a little bit more of a shootout type environment. So I think ultimately Drake May, you're off to a pretty good start. And then I think you could see him scoring a little more. And oftentimes it's funny, Mike, because we didn't have like a locked-in ADP. Once you got to sort of the low-end QB1s and the high-end QB2s, it was sort of like pick your guy. So Drake May, there's a lot of drafters holding him at like quarterback 14, quarterback 13, quarterback 15 range. So he becomes interesting there. I also think Dak Prescott, great call by you. He was drafted in a very similar range, and it's a perfect storm for fantasy because Dallas can't stop anyone. And they're scoring a ton, and he's got these elite weapons around him with CeeDee Lamb now back fully healthy, Javonte Williams having this big bounce-back season, George Pickens having the best season of his career, and Jake Ferguson on this just historical pathway. Ferguson's the first tight end ever in NFL history to have 50 catches and 6 touchdowns through the first 7 weeks played. It's absolutely wild how efficient Ferguson's been.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I mean, I've got teams with, like, Mac Jones, and just it's bad. But then I find a team or two with May and Prescott, because, like you said, they went together, and that was a viable strategy to pick them both sometimes. And I just wish do you know people who could arrange this, Theo? Could I trade with myself between leagues and get, like, Prescott off the May team? As soon as I say that, maybe there will be an injury or something, but hopefully not.
Bills that's always how it is, Mike, in fantasy, where it seems like you have too many options on one team, and then another league where you're just scraping the bottom of the barrel, happy to have anybody in your lineup. So, yeah, that's always how these teams go. I'm sort of with you, where you get these like completely loaded teams, and then other teams where it's like, who am I going to start in the flex this week? I'm really happy to have like a guy like Tez Johnson or something.
Right. That's. I'm trying to think who's the worst player I have in a starting lineup this week. I mean, for just like chances of getting anything out of it. Breshard Smith maybe would be that.
I have a team that's so decimated by injury that I'm starting a Devin Neal just because. And my RB2 has just been a continuing like revolving guys, and the team's actually doing well. This week I'm taking a chance that Devin Neal gets like 12 touches. So. Yeah, RB2 for me, tough one with this league, but other guys scoring well. So you do what you can to keep going, Mike.
Devin Neal, the backup now to Alvin Kamara with Kendre Miller out for the year. Thank you, as always, Theo, for your time. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, check out Fantasy Football Daily. That's my podcast I'm putting out most frequently. You can find that anywhere you get your podcasts. I also, for your Dynasty listeners, Dynasty Life is my Dynasty podcast. Mike's been on that one. And then School of Scott, I'm recording that once a week with Scott Barrett. All of my written work over at fantasypoints.com.
Very good. Thanks again, Theo. Enjoy week 8.
You guys as well. Talk to you soon.
All right. Theo Greminger on the Wester Hotline.
Who's Devin Neal?
Devin Neal is Kamara's backup. Okay, he's a rookie.
Thank you.
Who?
Oh, so he's in because Kendre Miller got hurt.
Right.
Okay. So I knew who Kendre Miller was because he scored against the Bills.
He did.
That's an easy guy to remember. I'd never heard of Devin Neal.
And Kamara was questionable all week, but today apparently he's good to go. Who do they have? Tampa.
Yeah.
Tampa at New Orleans, right? I haven't made my picks yet.
You better get on that because the shorter show.
Earlier picks.
Yeah, that's right. Tampa, New Orleans, 4:05 on Fox.
I'm going to miss it.
Me too. I'll be working.
What's our late game going to be? Dallas, Denver, maybe?
I have not looked, but that is a 4:25 game, as is Tennessee, Indianapolis.
It cannot be that game.
No.
I mean, you're fired if you pick that game.
Yeah, Dallas, Denver will be Romo and Nance, I would imagine. There's not a 1 o'clock game that they would be at instead, right? Jets, Bengals?
No. No.
Right? Miami, Giants, Atlanta? Eagles. No. Cleveland, New England. Okay, yeah.
Traditionally, Dallas, Denver would be a Fox game, but I don't know if it is.
No, it is not. It's a CBS.
Like the Bills game would be a CBS game traditionally, but that's a Fox game at Carolina this week. We get Greg Olsen this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Former Panther, look out.
Oh, God. It's going to be so one-sided.
Oh, look out.
I'll tell you.
He, I think, is maybe the best there is.
I think he's excellent, yes. We just for clarity's sake, seeing as we're here locally, CBS 1 o'clock opposite the Bills, Bears, and Ravens. We got the Bills, obviously, on Fox. 4:25 is Cowboys-Broncos on CBS.
Denver and throwbacks.
Right, I saw the end zones too. They've got the old school there in the end zones. Like it.
Room for your calls here at 803-0550. It's Football Friday. We need a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
My concern with the Bills is that they have to get themselves in position to win one, because they're not going to be the same team next year. They just won't. They're going to be the staff, players, contracts coming up, guys going to go get new big contracts somewhere else. So you don't want that opportunity and that window to pass. And they're still good. You just hope that they don't drop these games they're supposed to win.
Sean Merriman. Congrats to Teresa W., for being this week's lucky winner of the Football Friday tailgate tray giveaway. She's putting the W in Teresa W. Teresa has scored a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab. We pick a new winner every Friday, so keep those entries coming at WGR550.com. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. How do you like that?
Sounds good. What are we talking about there with, like, guys being up? Like, McGovern is up. Daquan Jones is up.
I don't know. It sounded like a form letter.
I don't know. I felt like last year was a big year for that. I mean, they resigned a bunch of their own guys and managed to keep them all, whether that was the greatest idea or not. It was just a weird analysis there. It's a year late, I think. But, you know, I could be wrong.
I have a prediction about next year or even this year.
Oh, yeah?
Or for all time, actually.
Wow.
I predict Carson Wentz will never start another NFL game. I think that was it.
Yeah.
That guy, he is like a pinball.
He beleaguered is a word.
The beleaguered, the hits, he's a car wreck. I mean, every play is, he just, somehow he has a talent for getting blown up. And his shoulder's killing him. You know, he's got that big brace thing on. He can barely even stand it, I think. They're getting blown out. That's it.
Wasn't he coming off the field at one point? Like, it looked like he might be done. Like, his arm was, he looked really in distress. I mean, it's really the same point you're making. But, like, enough to think, like, oh, God, get the other guy, better start warming up.
Right. Max Brosmer.
Because McCarthy was the third quarterback in this game, could only come in if that other guy got hurt as well as Wentz. I think that's how that works still. I didn't spend a ton of time with that game, but boy, I thought he was coming out.
I just think that this is it. And Minnesota now, I mean, their season isn't over, but it might be. Like, at 3-4 in that division, Warren Sharp had that they've had the easiest schedule in the league so far, and now they have the toughest from the rest of the way. I know on Bet Sweats for a couple days, they've been talking about, like, how many games do the Vikings actually win? To win 8 will be pretty good if McCarthy isn't good. And with the schedule they have, like, they could be down really bad. There's just no point in Wentz. And have we seen enough as a society with him? Like,
I think so.
It's just sort of, I think it should be over.
Any hope that he has some sort of Joe Flacco, Geno Smith, late career resurgence. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's not that late. Maybe if he hangs around for 2 more years, he'll get a shot at a Joe Flacco type resurgence or something, because he's not quite 40 yet, Wentz, right? So he's got a little bit of time maybe, but no, I think he's toast.
32.
Yeah. Wow.
And he started games
32. He looks like he's 60. He's just getting the living crap beat out of him.
You see that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started games for 6 different teams the last 6 years, including this one.
He sort of looks like the face on a player card from the 60s, where everybody looked like they were 55 years old and going bald when they were in, like, the prime of their careers.
This is a favorite Matt Collar point. This is a favorite point of his. He wants to know, like, why is that? Why does everybody look so much younger now for their age? Like, at least in terms of athletes or famous people, I guess. You really can look up. This is a picture he just sent to me recently. Look up over there, 1976 Tops, John Hadle.
Yes. Can you do that? I saw that.
You see the picture?
I saw the card. I saw the tweet this week. So I know exactly what you're talking
it's
about.
It's your Uncle Fran.
Yeah. John Hadel looks like he's 55 years old in this picture.
And he's 35.
Right.
What is that?
I don't know. Because they're in... I want to say something about, like, culture and style and how, you know, like, I don't... I'm 60 years old. My dad looked way older than me when he was 40. But a lot of that was hairstyle, choice of dress, right? Like, I'm sitting here wearing a band t-shirt and I got this big gray beard and everything. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm dressing like a 60-year-old human. This job allows for that because I can just, you know, dress in a t-shirt and jeans and flip-flops if I want.
You should be in a cotton button-down shirt.
Right, right. Some khakis or something.
Clean-shaven.
Right. And just, you know, more conservative looking because I'm a 60-year-old person. I don't know.
Navy slacks.
Slacks, thank you. Perfect. And some nice loafers.
Loafers.
Yeah. Maybe some Tom McCann shoes. They still have Tom? I don't think that exists
I don't know.
Anymore.
I'm not 60. How would I know?
Yeah.
Or six.
Right? Tom McCann. Remember Jocks?
I don't know if I do.
I don't think so. Those were Tom McCann's, like, cool sneakers.
Jocks?
Jocks, yes. But that doesn't really work because these people are all in baseball uniforms or football uniforms. So it's not style. I mean, it's just that they're, you know, their faces, they look like they're 55 years
well,
old.
Well, it's got to be a number of things. They're not in as good a shape or even close to it sometimes as guys are now. So, I mean, Wentz is 6'5". John Hadel might have been, I don't even know, 5'10 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Maybe it's not a question of whether he's short, but, you know, it's sort of this dumpy kind of build, and I think you would have that. I mean, football players were famous for, like, not being in shape until training camp, and then they would throw up and get in shape over the course of training
camp. And
maybe
a lot of these football card pictures are taken at the beginning of the summer, right?
They absolutely are, or were. Right. They would play six preseason games. Like, the effort being made to get guys in shape was extensive. So, yeah, I think that's when they take those pictures. Baseball, too. Those are usually spring training
pictures. They probably didn't really realize just how bad smoking might have been for you.
Smoking, right? You don't have too many cards where they are smoking on the card, though.
No. The famous photo of Len Dawson, that's not a football card.
No.
It's just a famous photo of Len Dawson.
Right? Yes. I guess we have Joe Burrow for that more recently, but still. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know the answer.
I think liquor and tobacco probably had a lot to do with it.
Maybe it could. It could. Logical. I mentioned how the Broncos are wearing throwback uniforms. That'd be the orange jerseys.
I hope so.
Hopefully Dallas wears their regular ones because that's Super Bowl 12. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
If they do that. Also, the Eagles are wearing throwbacks this weekend.
Is that the Kelly Green?
Should be.
Oh, man, that's hot. That's a good look.
And Pittsburgh, Sunday night.
Oh, boy.
They're not technically a throwback uniform. It's just a new throwback look. 1933 is the season that they're patterning these off
of. Get ready for some weird striping, I think, right?
No, they got rid of that.
Okay. All right.
It's not stripes. It's yellow helmets, yellow jerseys, and beige pants.
And there aren't some weird alternating... I thought I saw the jersey that there was something, maybe not stripes, but some oddity on the jersey.
Well,
I thought I saw.
The 1933 Pittsburgh Pirates football team was all stripes. And so I think it's sort of based on that. So maybe there are some stripes, but it's a yellow jersey, yellow helmets, and beige, literally beige pants.
Okay.
And they're playing Green Bay.
And their Packers are wearing white, I saw.
All white.
Right. White helmets, too.
White helmets. They call that like the winter warning or something like that.
Okay.
So that'll look different. I'm glad Green Bay is not going to be in yellow playing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Against yellow.
That would be tough, I think. Yeah.
All white. What are the Bills are white jerseys, blue pants this week.
Correct.
Which you hate.
I don't hate that.
All right. I take it back.
I like blue jersey, white pants more. The only uniform of theirs I truly hate is the all blue or the all red.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. All white, top of the pops. Throwback or not, don't care. Either way, it's great. Like that uniform that they wore in Atlanta, even though they only scored 14 points and lost, is my favorite look of theirs.
You think it looks good? It just wasn't lucky.
Yeah. It got done in by the Falcons' cool look, too, because they looked pretty good in that game. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm all right with what is it again? Is it white with blue pants?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, not my favorite, but not the worst. I think they have two looks that I would say are worse.
I don't know Carolina's plan. Probably black. But it's sometimes light blue. Like,
yeah, right.
Would be one or the other.
You would imagine if the Bills are wearing white jerseys.
Yes. It would be one or the other.
It would be weird if they were wearing white.
You never see that.
No. White on white? No.
White versus white?
It's a tough matchup.
Sal coming up at 5. What will it mean to things in Carolina with, well, Palmer out, Daquan Jones out, Taylor Rapp out for a month, IR? Sean McDermott this morning visiting with Sal on Extra Point mentioned how this injury of Rapp's goes back to camp. And, you know, that's maybe some explanation for, certainly was McDermott's, like why his play hasn't been better. Just doesn't, he's not himself, that kind of point. And so we'll talk to Sal about how that all will shake out for the Bills. Yesterday we talked about this some, and he's like, Jordan Poyer. We might be there. Sabres and Leafs tonight, pregame at 6 with Paul. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Football Friday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.